Well, hopefully you had a great Memorial Day holiday weekend and honor those who sacrificed their lives for our country. And also were able to get together with some friends and family. Those things obviously are what the holiday weekend was all about, but there's tons of other stuff that happened over the holiday weekend, including the violence in Chicago that's making national headlines, a state budget passed in the wee hours Saturday morning, and so much more. We'll tackle all of that here with Springfield's Morning News. I'm Greg Bishop. You can always call in live and local at 217-629-7970, where you can chime in on what's going on today and anything else that's on your mind. So keep that in mind. You can call in 217-629-7970. So we'll tackle the state budget that passed at like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning Saturday morning. While everybody was asleep, they went ahead and passed a more than $50 billion budget, and we'll hear some of that debate. But ultimately, they wrapped up spring session, so lawmakers going home for the summer until they come back in the fall. So the spring legislative session for the state of Illinois is over. They're not going to be passing any legislation unless they call a special session for whatever reason to come back and tackle whatever other issue they may have left on the table. But there's one issue that has been left on the table, and that is House Bill 676. Now, we talked about this not too long ago. It's a gun control omnibus bill. And if you remember, this is the bill that included a whole bunch of things. At first, the measure included not allowing people to discharge a firearm 1,000 yards from a residential area. They amended the bill in the House and removed that component, but it included other components like changing the orders of protection policies on who can actually take the firearms from somebody who has an order of protection against them. Right now, the law is you can give it to somebody else who has a firearm owner identification card. But state legislators, they wanted to change that to make it to where only police could take those firearms, which raised a whole bunch of questions as to, you know, these people that got orders of protection against them. They haven't been convicted of anything, but yet, you know, these red flag laws, it just raises concerns as to the constitutionality of restricting them and their ability to have their firearms or to, you know, give their firearms to somebody else other than law enforcement. So that was another element in this. Also, House Bill 676 included creating a task force to look at the idea of mandating individuals have insurance for if they own a firearm. So this measure, House Bill 676, included a whole bunch of other things, including expanding a first-time offender program. If you know, an individual gets arrested for a first-time gun offense, there's a program out there to allow them to, you know, work towards good credit and a variety of other things. So that measure, that omnibus package, was not brought up in the state Senate, so it did not advance in the spring session. So I wanted to make sure that that was out there. We do a lot of coverage of gun laws in Illinois, especially as litigation against the state's gun ban that was enacted January 10th continue ongoing. But I wanted to get you that update. House Bill 676 did not advance. It's stuck in the Senate after advancing out of the House. There was another bill that did advance both chambers, and this was several weeks ago, where it allows for the Illinois Attorney General to use deceptive practices allegations against the gun industry to go after them and to sue them for deceptive practices. And that's a measure that did pass both chambers and is now going to be going to the governor's desk. The other measure we talked about, House Bill 676, did not advance. So I just wanted to get that update for you. Of course, you could sound off at 217-629-7970. Something else that happened last week while we were watching what was going on at the Illinois State House, you did have a filing with the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in the consolidated case challenging Illinois' gun and magazine ban. So I wanted to get that out for you. If you look at the docket from the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, if you recall, early in April 12th, they consolidated the Barnett v. Raul cases, which is from the Southern District, and it's wrapped in with three other cases. So those were all consolidated. And if you recall, Judge Stephen McGlynn in the Southern District issued an injunction against the state from enforcing the law. But that injunction only lasted 6 days because the state went to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals and asked for an emergency stay on that injunction. So the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals took that case and wrapped it in with the case out of the Northern District of Illinois, two of them, being the Naperville case that Robert Beavis from Law Weapons filed lawsuit, and also the case Herrera, which is challenging Cook County and Chicago's gun ban. But again, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, May 12th, consolidated those cases. And there's an expedited briefing schedule with the hearing that's going to be June 29th in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals up in Chicago. So that was earlier this month. But last week, while we were watching what was going on at the State House, you had appellate briefs being filed, including for Robert Beavis of Law Weapons and the National Association for Gun Rights. And if you look here, they have this filing that was, again, on May 24th. So last week, while we're all watching what's going on at the State House with long night sessions, the challenge against Illinois' gun ban continues. And if you look, the appellates here, the Naperville case, just some of the outline, you know, they've got the table of contents, which says plain text, the Second Amendment covers the banned firearms. Goes on to say an absolute ban is constitutional only if the banned weapons are not in common use. The state has the burden of showing that the banned weapons fall into the category of weapons that may be banned, and the state has failed to offer any evidence that banned arms fall into the category that arms may be banned. It goes on, so you could see, you know, the case is still very much moving forward with the briefs that are going to be filed, and over the next month, we're going to see these briefs filed by the plaintiffs in the case and the defendants, the states, and Naperville, Chicago, and so on. They're all going to be filing these briefs, and we'll go through some of them as they get filed, but all of this leading up to a June 29th hearing in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, and what's going to happen once that's heard. A lot of people waiting to see if this ban that says you cannot own or possess certain semi-automatic weapons and magazines over certain capacities, unless you possessed them before January 10th when the law was enacted. But there's a registry that's going to kick in between October 1st and January 1st. Is all this going to be sorted out before that deadline of January 1st, 2024, for individuals who are grandfathered in to own these, quote, assault weapons that are banned? Are they going to be required to register their banned firearms with the state police come January 1st, 2024. A lot of people holding out, seeing what's going to happen here with this case as that progresses. So just a few tidbits when it comes to the ongoing conversation about gun legislation and gun litigation. Again, the state house, they did not pass House Bill 676. It got to the Senate, but the Senate did not pass that. They adjourned for the summer, so they're coming back in the fall. Could they bring up House Bill 676 in the future? Quite possibly, but it's not going anywhere now. So that legislation stuck in the Senate. The litigation challenging the already enacted gun ban still very much active in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, and we'll be tracking that for you here in the next month leading up to the hearing on June 29th. It is Springfield's Morning News. I'm Greg Bishop on 92.7 WMAY, Springfield's News and Talk.